So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
We're usually joined by Bob Durkin, the president, the CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, but Bob had shoulder surgery. I won't go into too many details. He's recovering right now. We wish you well, Bob. In his place today for this month's edition of the local business community update, Amy Leister, Vice President of Business and Workforce Development. Welcome.
Hi, Jason. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Bob said, I can't do this thing. I'm going to be recovering, but Amy, she's gonna knock it out of the park.
Well, that's a compliment, so here we go, right?
Yeah, seriously. So when we talk about local business and the chamber, I seem to always learn something new about the chamber, what you guys do, how you do it, what your ultimate goal is. And I think the answer is ultimately there's something for everybody. If it has anything to do with business, there's some sort of path that you guys can get people to. Mm-hmm. If it's starting a business, whether it's finding a new career, connecting people. I mean, you can do anything.
We can. At the end of the day, our mission and our goal is to attract, sustain, and grow business and grow jobs in northeastern Pennsylvania, Greater Scranton, Lackawanna County.
I think it's TV and movies that have messed me up because it's always like, they're here from the Chamber of Commerce and they cut the ribbons.
Oh, we're so much more. We have 8 different affiliate organizations that are doing everything from business to workforce development to entrepreneurship to leadership development, small business support. You name it, we are involved in it in some way, shape, or form.
You have a couple big things happening here, and one of your titles has to do with workforce development. You guys are looking for a whole bunch of different people in different careers. What are you looking for specifically?
So we're really, at the end of the day, looking to grow a talent pipeline and to provide employment for the business community that we serve. And that's the business community that is currently employing and what we're looking at in the future, 5-10 years from now, and making sure that we're building a talent pipeline that's meeting the needs for today as well as into the future.
Tell me about the Educator in the Workplace program that is currently underway.
Educator in the Workplace is hands down one of our best workforce development programs that we have. Long-standing initiative of Skills in Scranton. So Skills in Scranton is our workforce development affiliate at the Chamber, more than 30 years old, a 501c3. And we've started a program there where we're taking educators out of the classroom, trying to bridge connections with the business and education to do exactly that, build a pathway for our graduating students to build a talent pipeline. In the last 5 years, we've developed a in-person and hybrid program. We've really expanded it where we are looking for educators, counselors, school board directors, guidance counselors, administrators, and have them come to an in-person hybrid learning program where we're educating them about the workforce development in the community, educating them about the business assets of northeastern Pennsylvania, and then giving them a hands-on experience of what businesses are in our area, what jobs they provide, and what they do A to Z at their corporations.
Now, that program begins on October 8th.
It begins October 8th.
However, you have to apply.
Yes, applications are required. Applications are now open on the Scranton Chamber's website. That's www.scrantonchamber.com. The deadline to apply is September 26th, and the first program launches on October the 8th. And for those educators that are applying, that's your K-12 teachers, you can receive Act 48 hours as well for the program.
I'm not sure what Act 48 hours are, but I'm assuming, is this something, is it an optional, or is it something always they have to get anyway?
That's a special training credential that teachers need to get, or a certification.
So if you're in that field, you know.
You know.
And that's,
you know if you know.
And that's you can get something that help advance your career and help connect you with the future.
A couple of years ago, we had said, how do we provide the education for the community? How do we provide it for job seekers? How do we educate those students that are going to be graduating? And how do we educate those college kids that we currently have in our universities regionally to let them know that these are the careers that are available in our community and they're great family sustaining jobs? So what we did was we developed a series of 2-minute videos that are in high priority occupation sector careers. And that I say high priority occupation careers, and that's a really high level word for these are the most jobs that we have open in our community and the most need to fill. And so we had a individual that works within that career pathway speak to their pathway. Tell us, you know, Jason, you're a radio celebrity. Tell us about...
That's a stretch, but okay, sure.
Tell us about your career pathway, right? Where did you start? What did you study in high school? Oh, okay. What were those key things in high school that you learned that progressed you into your career? Once you got to whatever higher education or certification level you were in, what skills did you learn there? And then what do you like about your job? What is the most interesting thing about your job? Just generally what your career pathway was to get you from A to Z.
And it's specifically targeting people who are thinking about that before they start. Mm-hmm. These are things you should know. I love this. Because there have been so many times, at least in my career in radio, where people have given me advice. My first ever mentor in the business, he heard I was going to college for radio and he said, don't do that. He goes, go for English. And I'm like, but I want to do radio. He goes, you can do radio. Mm-hmm. But if you do English or history, you'll have things to talk about. Like, it'll make you a better communicator. It'll make you, I'm like, oh, I never thought of that. Mm-hmm. You know, that was one thing. And then over time, people have come to me with advice like, you know, how can I break in? So I've offered this type of advice. And some of these things people go, I never thought of that. Mm. And it's so helpful to get an insider's perspective. And I'm sure it's like that with every industry.
So what's really cool about these videos is that they have a downloadable PDF with it. So it shows an overview of the industry sector where that career is in. Mm. Gives an overview of that position. It also gives the credentials that you might need or the type of education you need to obtain that career. It will give you a sampling of the colleges and universities or the organizations that you can get the certifications needed to obtain that position. And oh, by the way, here is a sampling of some of our area businesses that employ that career. So what's really cool about that PDF is our educators are using that now in the classroom.
Oh, wow.
So they're integrating that into their curriculum as a lesson plan. So, for example, AP Chemistry is watching the video on Chemical Engineer. They're downloading the PDF and they're integrating that as part of the lesson plan for that day. Same thing for the manufacturing field, accounting, you name it, whatever are on those high priority occupation careers. And we are now in the process of focusing on a series very focused on the trades, HVAC, plumbing, electrical, carpentry. And so those will be coming out probably in the fall. And right now we have 19 videos that are housed on our website, and they range from a diverse group of industries such as logistics and transportation, healthcare, manufacturing, elementary education, and now upcoming with the trades.
That's really cool. We've had these conversations about, you know, the trades. When I went to high school, I graduated in 1991. I vividly remember teachers making fun of kids. What do you want to be, a plumber? I always use that example. Oh my God, think about that. Like I would say, if I was a plumber, I could have a boat now.
Not happening in 2024,
I
Jason.
I think times have changed, really, because we need people who can do the trades. And these are great careers. They're necessary. And people can do great in these areas. This is I love this pathway thing. It's just helping people get set up.
And so it's very cool as a result. So it's like an ecosystem, we call it, right?
Right.
So we've started the videos. We created the PDF. They're integrating it into the classroom. And what's very cool is that each public school district is doing it differently. And so what we did was brought together all of our public schools from Lackawanna County together, and we put together a career pathways curriculum guide. So it shows how every single school district are taking those videos and integrating them into the classroom and into their curriculum. And it serves as a best practice. So any school district can take a look at what different school districts or their peer school districts are doing, and they can integrate some of their best practices into their curriculum.
You're just this giant resource center for anybody with any ambition or even curiosity about a career.
And that is what we are. That is the Chamber of Commerce. We are a connector. We are a catalytic leader. It's part of our vision. It's part of our core. Strategic partnerships are so important as we look to grow our business community in Northeastern Pennsylvania. It's essential.
When it comes to this career pathways, I'm assuming this started with a couple careers and you kept growing and growing. I'm guessing you didn't have all nine, did you have all 19?
No, we started out with five.
Okay, that's what I was
thinking. And that grew to another five to now 19 pieces of resources that can be available to anybody in the community that wants to view them, have an interest, or utilize them.
Well, I'm just wondering, as someone's listening to this, is there an area where you're like, oh, we're looking to expand, or is it something where if someone's hearing this and they go, you know what, I think my career field would be benefited by being part of this program. I can be the person. Is there a way to reach out, or is that something that's just, am I getting too ahead of myself?
Well, I can tell you that.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I said we're always looking for feedback. If anybody has an idea or a way to help grow or collaborate, please contact me, aleister@scrantonchamber.com, or they can call me at the office at 570-342-7711. My contact information is on the Scranton Chamber's website at www.scrantonchamber.com. Please reach out anytime. If you are a business that's looking to showcase what your business does through the Educator in the Workplace program, please reach out. We're always looking for business hosts that can show our educators and our program participants a hands-on experience of what's happening from A to Z within their company.
If people wanted to view this Career Pathways Guide, there is a website. It's really long, but can you just get it by going to skillsinscranton.com?
You can. Skillsinscranton.com, and you can search resource library for the videos, or you can go to scrantonchamber.com, and you can connect right into our workforce development
programming. This is incredible. This is the type of thing that I think if you have a curious mind, which I think I do, I've always had that, but I've never been sure how to connect the dots.
Yeah, if you are a high school kid looking to say, what is my career pathway going to be? This is a resource for you. If you're somebody that is currently employed within the community and wants to do a career change, this is for you. If you are a college student that's looking to stay in the area and you don't know where to go, this is for you. It's something for everybody.
Again, I'm just guessing here, and if I'm wrong, I can't imagine I'm wrong, though. I'll bet there are plenty of times when people go through this and go, I didn't know blank was here. I thought I had to go to Georgia in order to do this, but apparently I can be a peach farmer. Does that happen a lot?
Jason, that happens at the end of Educator in the Workplace program. all the time. The very last day is the most exciting day of educator in the workplace, when the teachers and the participants come back together and they say, I did not know what Colmar is doing up in Scott Technology Park. They're a company that manufactures cosmetics. I didn't know what Cardinal Glass was doing. I didn't know about ID logistics. I didn't know what was happening in our healthcare systems. And they come together with such a robust, enthusiastic response. And you can't quiet the excitement in the room. Yeah. And they are talking about their experiences, what they've learned, how they've brought it back to their classroom. Some students have even gotten jobs, part-time jobs at some of our businesses as a result of their educator being in this program. And then they collaborate, writing a curriculum plan, which they all take back into the classroom. It is the most exciting day, and I invite you to come and see it.
I was going to say, it seems like it's anything possible. I'm talking about, you know, I said, does this happen? I asked him, does this happen where people are like, I didn't know blank was here. But I'll bet there's also for the type of person who is like a big idea person, but maybe they don't have those things here. I'll bet there's someone who goes, you know what we don't have here? It would fit nicely between these two. Now I know what to do. And I'm coming back in 5 years and going, hey, I'm going to join your party. I just feel like there's so many different ways around this. You're open to growing this. And I don't know, this is great. If I could take a time machine back, I don't know what I would do. I could be a doctor right now. I just realized that.
You could be an HVAC tech.
I could do that as well. I feel like I'm not good enough with tools. Mm-hmm. And I don't think legally I'm allowed to touch Freon. This is fascinating stuff. It really, really is. There was something else I was going to mention. Oh, you know what's great about this and how you say everyone comes together. One of the things, at least in the radio industry, I found early on, and it was a great thing to know, and it's like this, you know, you run into exceptions to this rule, but for the most part, even though they may seem intimidating, experts and professionals are willing to answer a question or two. They're not going to say, pay your dues, kid, shut up. They're there. They want to help you.
No, our business community is so giving and so giving back to the community. I would never say that would ever happen. Any business professional I know would be a mentor if you ask them. They right. would talk about their career. They love it. They do it on a regular basis. They want to talk about it because they want to mentor the next generation. We have to mentor the next generation. They want yeah. to build a workforce for themselves. And when the passion comes through for your job, you're going to see that.
Yeah, I think it's great because I think there's a intimidation factor some people feel where I don't want to bother them. Well, no, you're not bothering them if you're talking about what they do. You know, they're an expert for a reason and they can really be a guide for you or a mentor. This is great stuff. How long has this program been around for?
So Educator in the Workplace has been around for quite some time. I'm going to say before I got to the Chamber of Commerce, it was a program where they were taking high school principals. And over the last couple years, we've grown the program to, as you see it today, probably over the last 5 years. So I'm going to say, I'm going to go out on a limb, maybe 15 years, maybe.
A lot of good work done.
Originally started with one of our vice presidents that was currently at the chamber at the time. His name is Jeff Rubel, and it has just cultivated through the years.
Now it's part of the culture and what you guys do. This is amazing.
It is more than, it is a fundamental piece of what we say economic development now. Workforce development and economic development go hand in hand, and we're not going to be able to grow our community without the collaboration of the two.
The positivity that's coming off of you and I get from Bob mm-hmm. as well, it just seems like that we need more of this. And no, we don't need the negativity. This is great.
Not at all.
And this is contagious.
It really is contagious. And when you look at the history of the Chamber of Commerce and you look at our economic development and our business development affiliate, since I have the microphone, I'll talk about it.
Feel free.
The Scranton plan is our business development marketing arm, our economic development marketing arm. And that history goes back to 1945, where the community came together and raised money to start an economic development corporation. And out of that, at the time, the Scranton plan was really that. It was a plan, a blueprint of how the community was going to uplift and grow jobs and grow industry and grow business. And community leaders went out over a 10-day time and they sold bonds and then came back and incorporated one of our other affiliates called SLIPCO, Scranton Lackawanna Industrial Building Company. And that affiliate started to build industrial parks in Lackawanna County where our Ignite program was born. And so, again, we're building jobs. We're building community investment. In the early 80s, we switched the blueprint, if you will, to an economic development marketing affiliate out there doing business attraction. That's how we operate today. And now we're in the process of what we're calling the Scranton Plan 3.0, which is another reset. And that is, what is our business development plan going to be with an enhanced workforce development component? So when I said it goes hand in hand, it does go hand in hand. And as we look to the future, our economic development and business development efforts are going to be jointly workforce and business development collaborative.
Always looking toward the future. It's great. Every time I talk to Bob now, this conversation is why I learned something new. Something kind of exciting, and it's not just for... Originally, I think I just thought it was ribbon cuttings. Thank you. I speak for a living. But you're so much more, and it's not just for kids out of high school. It could be for the seasoned professional who just goes, you know what, maybe I don't want to be an accountant forever. I want to do something else.
Yeah, if you have an idea to start a business, come see us. We have the resources to help you vet a business plan, to write a business plan, programs to assist you to fund. In some ways, through our Ignite program, we will mentor you and grow you in our entrepreneurship program. We have two business incubators that we currently own. We help support the Carbondale Technology Transfer Center, which is the oldest incubator in Pennsylvania, I think. And that is more of an industrial type incubator, and it has a great kitchen incubator located in Carbondale.
I'm blown away every time we talk, and I keep saying that. And then you go, oh, and here's another thing. I mean, really, I feel like we could do this all day.
We could whiteboard all of these walls.
We could set it up like we're hunting for a serial killer, right? This is connected to this. I have some yarn in my office.
We're hunting for talent.
Talent, yes.
Talent.
Serial success.
Serial success.
This was really interesting. Thank you for taking the time to come down. And thanks to Bob Durkin, who hurt his rotator cuff and had to have surgery. Without that, we wouldn't have connected. And this is another way it works. Amy Leister, Vice President of Business and Workforce Development from the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. You'd given out your number earlier. It's the office number, is that correct? 570-342-7711. And your email is aluyster at scrantonchamber.com if you want to reach out. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit and talk with everybody this morning.
Jason, thank you so much.
The Local Business Community Update. WIOK News Radio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.